السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دار بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant you قبوليت. حضرة مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Safar 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we start the 27th part of the Noble Quran, the 27 Juz, 27 Supara, call it whatever you want to. Chapter 51, Surah Zariyat. And the verses we are discussing today are verses 31, 32, 33, and 34. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us yesterday, the angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, they can take multi-dimensional forms. They came in the form of human beings, immaculately dressed, and foreigners and so forth. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was trying to entertain them and feed them, be hospitable, but they don't eat. So then they told him that, see, we have come here to give you glad tidings. Your other wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, already gave birth to your son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, 14 years ago, when you were 86 years old. Now you are 100 years old, and Allah Jalla Wala is giving you this glad tidings that this wife of yours, your first wife, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, will also give birth to a mighty messenger, and his name will be Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. But we have not come here only for that. Our main objective and destination is to go there to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah and to decimate and destroy those people, because your nephew, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lut alayhi salatu salam's father, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam were brothers. He cried, he petitioned, he begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 29, Surah An-Kabut, the spider, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsidin. O Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers, the gay society and the gay brigade. Whenever people are going to harm you, and you know that is their hidden agenda and ulterior motive, read this verse, O Muslim, O Muslimah, chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsidin. And just read one of the names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. You know who is the innocent party and who is the guilty party. You take the retribution from them. You take care of them. You destroy and decimate them. Today is the day of Wednesday. In Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned that Almighty Allah created noor, radiance and effulgence on a Wednesday. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. When we say Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, then we say radiallahu anhuma, referring to Sayyida Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, and his sahib Zadi, his Ladli, his Beti, His honorable daughter, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Siddiqa, and he is Siddiq. So now she said, if you ulama students want a reference of this, go read Al-Maqasid al-Hasana by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah towards the ending. Mother Aisha Siddiqa said, you want to start business, you want to do work, get married, you want to do something? So start it on a Wednesday. Therefore, Allama Marghinani rahimahullah, you Hanafi students and scholars, you should know this, that whenever the academic year would start, he would start teaching on a Wednesday Al-Hidayah, his great book and magnum opus. Our akabir, whom we saw and met, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, passes away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976, whenever Darul Uloom Karachi, they started there. So we found that it started on a Wednesday. And thereafter, Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Hazrat Mohana Masihullah Khan Sahib, he passed away on a Friday in 1992. So we see that what happened at that time, that they also, they should start, you must remember, on a Wednesday, because of our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. So we should take cognizance of all that. Now, he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, is posing a question to them. Chapter 51, verse number 31, and thereafter, remember that what happens, this is the beginning of the 27 Jews, Qala Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is asking the angels, Fama khatbukum, what is your brief? What is your mandate? What is your purpose? Ayyuhal mursaloon, O you messengers, O you angels. Okay, you came here, and now you gave us the glad tidings. We are very grateful. We are delighted, elated. But what else? Qalu, they said, nay, we have a greater purpose. Inna ursilna ila qawmin mujrimeen. Indeed, we have been sent to a nation who are criminals. Today, the Western media, the Western democracies, and the Western countries and ideologies, they call this a human rights issue. To be a gay person, Adam and Eve, Allah created. But these haramis and these subhumans, they say it is a human right, Adam and Steve, and Madam and Eve, the lesbian business. So Allah calls them mujrimeen. They are the criminals, remember that. Therefore, on the day of justice, they will not be allowed to mingle and associate with the true Muslims. Allah Jalla Wala will address them. Did you read Surah Yasin already? If you read, very good. And if you haven't read it, read it now, before Fajr, after Fajr. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Oh, you criminals, stand one side. How dare you mingle and associate with the true Pakka, Sajja, Muslim and believers? You are not allowed to do that. So even on that day, Almighty Allah will humiliate these criminals. And whether they are kuffar or mushrikeen, those who rejected the articles of faith, or they ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, or they died with nifaq and hypocrisy, that only lip service to Islam, the heart was devoid of iman. So Surah chapter 36, Surah Yasin, and verse number 59. So there you have it, you see. So these are criminals, remember. If they say it's permissible, then they are murtad out of the fold of Islam. If they say it is their own personal weakness, then they are Muslim, but they have to make tawbah immediately and sever all ties with the gay community. And what will we do? لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّنْ طِينَ Hence, we will be the ones to send upon them. We will rain the water from the skies upon them. We will be sending the clay stones, the brimstones, mintreen, made from the sand. So that is how we will decimate and destroy them. Musawwamatan inda rabbik. You see, when Allah wants to punish, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Abraha and his white elephants when they came from Yemen to destroy the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Jalla Wala used the tiny little birds. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil tarmihim bi hijaratin min sijil. So there Allah Ta'ala used the birds. You know the exact location? When you go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, then you go for Ziyarat, and you see that between the portion between Mina, Muzdalifa, Wadi Muhassar, so there is where it happened. They were stopped in their tracks. Allah Ta'ala used the small, tiny little birds, you see, to destroy the huge, huge elephants, you must remember. Allah uses Hamas to destroy America and to destroy Israel and to destroy the haramis and the swines and the pigs and so forth. That is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O Ummah, wake up and see, learn Quran Sharif. The stones had the names of the perpetrators who committed this crime of homosexuality, of gay business and sodomy. Musawwamatan. Musawwamatan. Hey, their names were written engraved on that stones. That is the meaning of Musawwamatan. Inda Rabbik, by your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Inda Rabbika lil musrifeen. They are such people. They have gone beyond all boundaries and all limits. Allah called them mujrimeen, the criminals. Allah called them musrifeen. They are those people who went beyond all limits and boundaries. Fa akhrajna man kana fiha min al mu'mineen. Hence, fa etaqib. Hence we, Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty, and Almighty Allah showing us only He is in charge. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. That He alone does what He pleases. Who makes the sun rise? Who makes the sun set? Who gives life? Who gives death? Who sends the tsunamis? Only Him, Ya Rab, only You. For أَخْرَجْنَا, hence we will remove and take out from there. مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا, whoever is there in Sadum. The area is called Sadum. In English and biblical terminology, Sodom and Gomorrah. مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we will tell them that now go out you. And you must be out, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam and your followers. But your wife, she will be decimated, destroyed with the enemy. You see that? Because she liked what they did, or she gave permission for them and so forth. So therefore, she also dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's father, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, Azar. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam's wives, dispatched to Jahannam. All this in the Quran Sharif. Nuh alayhi salatu salam's son, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. So don't think that we have connection with this person and this sheikh and this person and they are awliyaullah. So mera behra gharq hai. So, mera, I will be passing, mera, mera, paar ho jayega, that I will be successful. Nay, you can be still damn successful. Every person will be judged according to his own deeds. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu wrote a letter, subhanallah, to people. Innal ard al muqaddas la tuqaddisu ahada. You can be staying in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Al Quds Al Sharif, Masjid Al Aqsa. The holy land itself will not make you pious. Innama yuqaddisuhu amaluhu. Your actions will make you pious. You see that? Open Mu'tama Malik, you will find a wonderful statement there. So we need to ask ourselves, which direction are we taking? Are we taking the path of Rahman, the virtuous path and the meritorious path? Or are we taking the path of Shaitan and Lucifer and Satan? So the ball is in our court. Remember that we have to make our decision. Allah Jalla Wala grant us all tawfiq to make the right decision. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 4th of Safar 1447 in South Africa, Mauritius and few other countries. And remember in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and 90% of the cities, countries, continents of the world. Today is the 5th of Safar 1447. In Ghazza al-Mubarakah, today is day number 664. And Alhamdulillah, say Allahu Akbar, three Jutlas dispatched to Jahannam, three Jews Zionists, our Hamas took care of them. That is a minimum amount. According to other reports, there were others as well, you see. But we mentioned that what we are 100% sure of. A tsunami warning, and it is going to 8.8, you understood? Where? Right in Russia, on the southern, on one side of Russia, and then on the west coast of America. You know America, east coast, west coast. So in 4 hours' time, they're expecting it to hit America. Allahumma zid azabaka alayhim ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik fa innum la yujizunak. Ya Allah, you punish Trump and his administration and Biden and all these haramis put together. And in Japan also, they will feel the effects of it. Qudrat ka karishma. One tsunami, they say the waves will be 4 meters high. I'm less than 2 meters. So imagine double, triple my size. So how high will those waves be? And then the trail of destruction and so forth. So remember, Allah Ta'ala destroyed the kuffar and the munafiqeen and the hypocrites and so forth. The Haaretz newspaper writes, shame on the three Israeli universities who did not sign the open letter to the Israeli leaders and authorities, to Netanyahu and his cronies and comrades and war criminals. So shame on you. Yemen, Alhamdulillah, Yemen attacks Israel, and the sirens are going on there in Tel Aviv and so forth, or went on last night. So they tell you that 100 trucks entered Gaza. That is the Western media, Zionist media. But they don't tell you how many were looted. By the time they enter, half, three quarters of the things are stolen already. By who? By the Jutlas, by the Zionists. They are the biggest crooks on earth. They want to steal the land of the Palestinians, steal the food of the Palestinians, steal the water and the olive gardens and farms and plantations of the Palestinians. Therefore, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Let me make one thing clear to you, Jutlas and Jutlis. I know you're recording me. I'm feeling honored. You see, I was a young boy, and then I saw apartheid, and sometimes I cried. Why can't we go to that park? Why can't we go to that place? They told us, ni blancas, you're a non-white, you're a coolie, you can't enter there. That is reserved for the whites only, you see that? You think we can just block it from our head? Nay, we won't forgive, we won't forget also. Till you pay reparations, you must remember that. So you, Jutlas, you're going in the same direction. What happened to South Africa? Slowly, slowly, your allies are turning against you. They're tightening the screws. Can you imagine? Starmer woke up the Harami and he says, we are going to recognize Palestine in the United Nations. You see, during September, France said so, and Britain said so, UK said so. Unless you, Netanyahu, you have immediate ceasefire. You forget about your plans of annexing the land and all that, the West Bank. And the aid must go in like a flood there into Gaza. None of these things are acceptable to the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, Hitler's children. So inshallah, we're starting August this week, Friday. So then after 1 month will be September. And inshallah, we hope it will be a great month for Palestine. France will recognize Palestine, inshallah al-Aziz. UK will recognize them. What happens then? In the permanent members of the Security Council, China recognizes Palestine, Russia recognizes Palestine, then you have France and UK, it's only America, the Haramis. But you South Africans and you Muslims, you don't read anything, 90% of you don't understand the deen of Islam, you don't understand the politics. Do you know what happened when we had apartheid here, which was the last major country to recognize, you understood, that apartheid must be dead and removed, is America. Ronald Reagan, till the end, did not want to give in. He said, we must continue a constructive engagement. The Harami, the third-class film actor, his words still ring in my ears. These are Haramis. So the same thing is happening now, that only America will stand with you, and both of you, America and Israel, are the super terrorists on earth today, and the world is taking notice. See, she is one of the biggest allies of Donald Trump, Donald Duck, the Harami, the rapists, Majority, Taylor, Green. She criticizes Israel and says you are guilty of committing genocide. The world opinion is turning against you. 80% of the world has turned in favor of Palestine and anti-Jew, anti-Zionist, anti-Israel. We speak like the Americans speak, the Harami, so therefore they can listen properly as well. Russia, I like Putin. Putin is a big Harami. We need some Haramis, you see that? So remember to strike, and he knocks 25 people dead there in Ukraine, there in Russia today, from Russia with love. You see, today the Russian Federation, they call it. No more the Soviet Union. Then the Taliban finish them. Taliban finish America, and Hamas will finish them more, and Israel, till it will be wiped off the face of the earth, inshallah. So today is 12, day number 1252, there in Russia, Ukraine. The death toll, according to Hamas, remember, there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, exceeds 60,000. According to us, is more than 120,000, 150,000. What about all the people who are under the rubble? What about all the people who are unaccounted for? The babies, the children, the men and the women. And that is courtesy America, Britain, France, India. All these haramis put together, remember that. The Ukrainian army can't find people to come in the army and recruit them. So now they're recruiting pensioners, opas. Hey, you come on out of retirement. You must come serve you in the army. 60 years old, 65 years old, does that. So Russia will fix them all up, the young and the old. Four shot dead in New York, including one police officer. But he shot the wrong people. So this guy, yeah, he was mentally a little bit injured, they say. He's supposed to go to that office, but he took the wrong left and he put away. But anyway, as long as he put some shaitans away, then America, we say, Alhamdulillah. You see, Trump is a big harami. Trump wants to cozy up with who? With China. So he's telling China, maybe I'll come visit you there in Beijing. You see that? So now the Taiwan president is supposed to go to South America side and so forth. So Trump told him, you can't land here in New York. We will not give you permission. Why? Because he knows that will upset the Chinese regime, you see. So they all play games, these haramis. They all have a hidden agenda and hidden agenda and ulterior motive, the whole lot of them. Four people killed here in Angola, hundreds of them arrested. Why? The fuel protest. That's a government that got oil. But the fuel price is going out of control there, and the people are saying enough is enough. So four people killed and dead, and hundreds arrested and so forth. So Angola is a little bit, you understand, on the sick side. What I mean by sick side, they don't encourage us as Muslims to practice our Islam really freely, if you know anything about them. Listen to this now. What a crazy story. Sahirul Aj. You know Sahirul Aj? So Ivory Coast, in Arabic, Sahirul Aj. The president currently is 83 years old. But this tin-pot dictator, he says, I'm going to run for the fourth term. I want to be still president. Just get out and retire. Your brains are not functioning. You senile. You're a disgrace, you must remember, to Africa. You African tin-pot dictators, you just want to be president for life, you know. So that is why your countries cannot really progress, remember that. The special relationship between America and Israel has led to atrocities, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. So the biggest criminals in all this year, genocide, nasal kushi. Write it down for you who are interested in learning good Urdu. So in Arabic we call ibadah with a hamza. And in English we call genocide. And in Urdu we say nasal kushi. So you must know all these words here. You see, it will help you there. So this is what your special relationship ended up. and there must be reparations. There must be consequences. It cannot be you get away with murder once again with impunity as you did in Afghanistan and in Iraq and other places. Investors are slowly, slowly giving up on Israel. Not a safe destination. Rather take our money, our dollars, our euros, our rands, our rupees, our ruble, and go and invest in other countries. Very good. They are a cursed nation. They are the swines and the pigs and the monkeys and donkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. All enshrined in the noble Quran. Listen to this incident here. So there's a flight, it took off from London, so London is England, to Glasgow, and that is Scotland, right? I know these places, we visited it, right? So now there's a Hindu guy. Listen to the story. The plane is airborne, and he shouts, Allahu Akbar, there's a bomb in this plane. He wants to blame the Muslims, you see that? So on investigation, they found out that this is a Hindu guy. The plane had to make an emergency landing and so forth. He disgraced himself. They arrested him. I hope they put him away for a long period and give him a huge fine. And he disgraced the Hindus also. So we need to be very careful. These guys, they just want to disgrace Islam. أَيَبْتَهُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Are you looking and are they looking for honor and power there by the enemies? Honor, izzat and so all that is only solely by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And this enemy of Islam, Allah told us, your worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus. But we say, and repeat and reiterate, we never ever said every Jew. We never ever said every Hindu. We definitely are saying and will say majority Hindus and majority Jews. You can see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. So that is what it says. Quran teaches us, chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. And whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give them honor. Last international news, views, interviews. You know Starbucks? I told you it's not permissible for you to go there to those people. Yeah, McDonald's and this KFC and this Starbucks. All harami supporting Israel, even if it is Muslim owned. So Starbucks giving bad report. And their profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, is falling, falling, declining every 2-3 months. You see, even now it went down. South African news, Emma Powell. Do you know Emma Powell? She is the spokesperson of the DA on international matters. So now she resigns. Why? Because she's very soft on Israel. She cannot criticize Israel. So everybody is criticizing her and hammering her. So she had enough and she resigned. We said good riddance to you. So the citrus growers and farmers are telling Cyril, wake up from your pala pala and do something. Don't you see that the 1st of August is around the corner? If we have to pay 30% tariff to America, we ourselves will be destroyed. You think Cyril is worried? What? They just look at their stomachs and all that, he and his cabinet. So remember, bloated cabinet. Some places they got two deputy ministers. Hopeless, useless characters, this ANC. They'll be remembered as ANC African national crooks and criminals and corruption. That is their legacy. Now look at Cape Town. Eskom, twice daily, there's load reduction. You see, this you call euphemism. This you call gymnastics in semantics. A play of words, you see that. Load reduction, twice a day. And that is in Cape Town, remember that. So that's what you see. It's very bad. And then there's 3 Ijtimas coming up in August. Subhanallah, it's Ijtima month. So 1st, 2nd, 3rd, in Mauritius, mashallah, there's Ijtima taking place. They say Sheikh Yunus bin Tunis will be there. That's the message they sent to me direct from Mauritius, from Port Louis. And then on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, the Ijtima year in your Tilth Crescent in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal. So Allah Ta'ala make that also a success. The preparation has started. and then day in Beira, and that will be on the 16th, 17th, 18th in Mapu in Mozambique. So three istimas, all in August, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala kabul for my, Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat and accept it and so forth. The Egyptian embassy was vandalized. Very good. Who did it? South Africans or Arabs? Whoever did it, we support you. CC Al-Kalb. Hey, CC, you dog. Ibnul Yahudiya, your mother is a Jewess, and you get in disgrace. You Fir'aun, you Murtad, you Munafiq. So remember, these are all a disgrace to the Muslims and the Arabs and so forth. Every day we name them, shame them and nail them, whether it is MBS of Saudi Arabia or MBZ of Emirates and Dubai and of, you understand, Abu Zabi, not Abu Dhabi, Abu Zabi in Arabic, and all these other kings and all that of Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco and the Pharaoh. Very good your brothers did, that you must show them a lesson, you see that. So one brother, we have some well-wishers, and they really help us, you know. So late that night, this brother sent me a document about Sahuk and the South African government, dated 2023. And I found it fascinating that the South African government does not recognize Sahuk at all. You're just an NGO, and therefore I told you 100 times, you must remember that Sahuk does not have any teeth, nor in South Africa and nor in Saudi Arabia, on behalf of Jamiat Ulama Natal. That time was Natal, so Okwa Zulu Natal, whatever you do call. So I had to represent them. You see, Mona Harun of Ispingo Beach was the president. So they told me, go. So we ever ready to go for Umrah and go. So I went with Sahu. Gora Ibrahim was the champion and the president of them. So 98 it was, you see. So we went. They just speak the Saudi guys, and they brought butter them up. They say, Your Excellency and Your Honorable Guest and all that. All Kali Kali, Spaza, pretend, you know. And when we walk out, they say, these guys are, you understand, idiots. We know how they operate and so forth. So you don't have any teeth. So how are you signing contracts and all that? And if you didn't sign, then how can you say you're representing the Muslims of South Africa? So inshallah, I hope you, the Muslims of South Africa, will wake up and send your true feelings to Sahuk with your name, with your email address and so forth. Anonymous letters means nothing, you must remember that. I told you, me, I don't agree with Sahuk on many issues. You got 12 million rand plus minus there in your account. 36 million rand worth of assets. How the hell you can get so much money and still tell the Hujjaj to pay? So that beats me, you understand? I found one very interesting story, you understood. Listen to this, Mawlana Salim Kareem, because you visited it. I know, I studied there. In Darul Uloom Karachi, where Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarullah Barqadahu started this madrasa in the early 50s, you see that? Where Mufti Rafi, Mufti Taqi and them are. Mufti Taqi is the only one alive now, all the others passed away. A student started there with Nazira, Ali Batasa, Ali Betese. He stayed there for 17 years. He studied the initial primary, became Hafiz, became Qarisa, became Alim. 17 years he stayed there. He never missed one day dars and lesson for 17 years. They gave him a special prize. So that's what we call devotion, dedication. Today, Hamare Tolaba, our students, Barkati, just come to knock around half of them. Half went to study, the other half went to holiday. So that it was a real remarkable story that I found. Yesterday we went to visit Auntie Suraya and our brother Musa Qasim, you see, there in Wood. What's the name? Wendy Hood. Wendy Hood. So, and then next to Mia's farm, you see that. So that she's very, very bad, critical condition. Allah make easy for her and the family. Allahumma in kanat il hayatu khairul laha fahiha wa in kanat il wafatu khairul laha fa wafa. She did perform Hajj with us in 2018, and she and Auntie Suraya, my wife, became very good friends. They contacted us and said we must come, so we went. Alhamdulillah, make dua. Allah make easy. My brother Shiraz Surti, where I park my car daily, yeah. So he's also gone to hospital. Allah Ta'ala grant him also Shifa'i Kamil. Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman, he will arrive in South Africa tomorrow, Thursday. Programs day in Benoni on Thursday, Friday. And on Saturday, Da'alum Zakaria in the morning. And in the evening, Da'alum Azadwar. G. Mawlana Salim, we have 10 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, if a person has a yacht or a boat, is zakat payable on these assets?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You have a yacht, you have a boat, you have cars, you have luxury cars, Rolls Royce, Cadillac, and all that. If you are selling it, then there will be zakat on the current market value, retail value, 2.5%. So you pay more zakat and more poor people can benefit. Ma huwa anfa'a lil fuqara. If it is for your personal use, you are not going to sell it and so forth, then there's no zakat and all that. But remember to go buy millions and millions rands and dollars worth of yacht and all that just to show off. All that is haram. Chapter 17, verse 27. Inna al-mubazzirina kanu ikhwana shayateen. The people who squander the wealth, they are the brothers, sisters of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer.
Mufti Sahab, qaza salah that I read when I am a musafir, do I read full namaz or short namaz?
ABC person went from here, Johannesburg, to Durban, and he or she did not read their Zohor, Asr, Salat. They said, okay, we'll just make qada. That in itself is a major, major sin. Ma hukmu tariki salat. What is the ruling for those people who just miss their salat like this here? So remember, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's fatwa, go open the book there, you understand, Al-Mughni by Ibn Qudama. That is one of the greatest works of the Hanbali scholars. They say straight away, you murtad out of the fold of Islam for not rejecting Salat. Rejecting Salat, everybody agrees. For leaving and omitting the Salat deliberately. So remember, the Shafi'is, Maliki say, such a person must be put to death, capital punishment. Hanafi say, you must incarcerate, imprison them. So now a person like this now wants to make qaza. So whether you make qaza whilst you're on a journey or when you come back home, so you will make qaza two rakats according to the Hanafi scholars, that's the fatwa. Because you missed it while you were on a journey. According to the Shafis and them, we will see where you are making the qaza. If you are making the qaza there whilst you're on a journey, then two rakats. If you are making qaza at home, your own home, so in your hometown, so then you will make four rakats qaza. So that is the verdict and fatwa according to the Shafis.
Mufti Sahab, if a woman gets married and then she is divorced without consummating the nikah, then does she still have to sit in iddat?
Yes, because you must remember that when you got married, then you were in the arms of your husband. You spent several nights with your husband. Maybe he couldn't fire up, you know, maybe he got a pasik, some pasik or whatever, we don't know. But that does not mean that there will be no iddat for you because you went into khalwa, you went into privacy with him and so forth and so on. So even if the marriage was not consummated, but you spent nights with him, you were in privacy with him, he kissed you, he touched you with lust and so forth, you touched him. So iddat will be compulsory after the talaq and divorce, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran. يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. The three quru. What's the meaning of three quru? Hanafis and Hanbalis say three menses, and the Shafi'is and Malikis say three periods of cleanliness. So yes, it's compulsory upon you, my sister.
Mufti Sahab, wanted to find out with regards to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, did he marry Zuleha?
In the Quran Sharif, there's nothing like that mentioned. In the authentic ahadith and sunnah mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing like that is mentioned. In the books of tafsir and commentary, some ulama have written that. In the books of tariq, some mu'arrikhin and historians have written that. But that's not something that we must believe in. You believe in it, it's fine. You reject it, like me, I don't believe in it. So remember that there's no sin upon you to say that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam married Zuleika, to say that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam married Bilqis. There's no authentic proof for that. It's just more historical data and information. So if you believe, it's fine. You don't believe also, it's fine. It's a flexible issue.
Mufti Sahab, if a woman is doing qaza fast and she had to break the fast for a valid reason, she only has to repeat the qaza fast. Is that right, or does she have to fast twice?
She understand the yesterday on Monday, a lady decided to keep qaza fast. Whether because of an excuse, some visitors came or what have you, or without the excuse, she just, you understand, said, no, I'm not feeling nice, whatever. She broke the fast. So remember, in a case like that, only one qaza still remains compulsory, not two qaza. Only one qaza still remains compulsory upon you, my sister.
Mufti Sahab, is the stepfather regarded as a mahram to a female child?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23, the last verse of the fourth juz. Somebody, just take myself, right? Inshallah, it will never happen. I'm just giving an example. I get married to a lady, and she has a daughter from a previous marriage. Her husband passed away or divorced her. Her iddat, everything finished, and now I marry her. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُم بِهِنْ. So once I consummate the marriage with her, with this lady, my wife now, and she has a daughter with the previous marriage, so once I make duhul, duhul means consummate the marriage, then I become mahram for her, the stepdaughter, so her daughter, my stepdaughter. So between me, the stepfather, and stepdaughter, there will be no parda, and I will always be her mahram. So that is what the Quran Sharif has taught us, the last verse of the fourth juz, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know if calamari and crab halal to eat for the Hanafi Mazhab.
People are very hungry. So hungry man is angry man. The Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, majority scholars say that all this is halal, whether it is your crab or whether it is your calamari or whether it is your lobster or crayfish, and all halal. Hanafi say only thing halal in the river, dam, ocean is fish. And this year crab and all they don't fall in the category of fish. So therefore Hanafi is not permissible. Majority scholars totally permissible. So we will say it's better that you abstain according to the Hanafi school. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.